I feel like his face is about to say right now. He's the best comedy
guy. I should have stayed home. Yeah, he realizes he fucked up right in that moment.
That guy is regretting every single decision he's ever made in his life. And I think that was your ex, and she was bringing us around, and we were just belligerently drunk in the backseat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, well, I remember Wesley was talking or something, and I'm like, yo, hey, Wesley, fuck you, dude. Wes.
Dude, I called Tyler at one point and just started yelling at
him. Ultimately, climaxes with, like, a
cat.
Yeah, dude, I was like, Wesley is 100% laughing at the cat right now. Okay, so I'm gonna see what your obscure picks are, Wes. First, like your most recent obscure anime, manga, whatever, and that. But speaking of getting the show on the road and beating your meat, this is another episode of Weebing with Wes, featuring Mr. Dak Attack with the Mac in the back of the sack, an original OG lad of the show, a man with many accolades. A prophet of the broke empire, a solid cornerstone of the broke manifestation, and finally, a musical wizard. Welcome to episode 20 of Weaving with Wes. What's up? What up, pimp?
I feel very honored. That was a wonderful intro.
You like that? You like that? This is kind of delayed, but the applause came in late. Yeah. But yeah, dude, I had this whole, we're going to play a beat, and I picked this beat, the last two episodes I played your stuff, and it's going to be no different this time, but it's going to be a very, it's going to be a solid pick, a very obscure pick. Let me, before I start fucking getting, rolling and everything, let me make sure shit's recording. Okay, we're all good. You know how fucking horrible that would be? I mean, it's happened to me and Wes many fucking times. It's happened to me and Morgan many fucking times. Wouldn't be no new thing to me. But anyway, I picked the beat of the week. Episode 20 is a song that comes from how do I put this? It comes from the roots of the broke empire. It's what helps sprout the seeds. And Dak will recognize this, obviously, and Wes might, but here we go. Inner broke, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's the track, man. That kind of started the whole. It reinforced the whole broke thing, because like I was already doing the broke thing before, and then that was like the song. That was like my Marshall Mathers song. You know what I mean?
Right.
Look at that, man. Wait. Did I ask you to put this in here, or did you do that on your own?
Did you?
I did. I was like, yo, put the intro to the Super Metroid shit and make them.
That was a specific quest. You're like, if you can make a beat with that,
I think that's how I approached you with most of the beats. I'm like, dude, if you can make that into a beat. Dude, I'll make it happen. Let's go. It wasn't like anything conventional or anything easy, I guess.
I did have to fuck around with it for quite a bit.
What? When was this? Because my memory's hazy.
Second year of college.
Shit. Like, shit. Oh, dude, that's fluff, Mr. Fluff.
Are you wearing an Evangelion shirt right now?
Yes, I am. The weeb fit.
Yes, okay. So let's go right into the weeb fit.
As long as Genji's not on there, I'm okay with it.
Wes, otherwise, show the weeb fit, even though you've shown it. Yeah. That's a shirt that you can wear many times, and it looks fucking dope. You know what I mean?
The black on white is just always dope.
Yeah, and like the minimalistic, like, tailed beast.
Like a little part for each of the tailed beasts.
And wait, what was it? What's your shit, Dak?
It's,
a manga or anime, I guess more.
Is that like a rectangle?
Yeah.
Or a square?
Yeah. It's called Neon Genesis Evangelion.
I love shirts like that, man.
It's quite popular, but I, for one, hate the main character, so I have yet to finish it.
Just regarding most of the fans, they're not valid. It's
okay. Yeah, fuck you guys. Fuck Shinji, dude.
Hey, dude. Hey, hey.
Let's just be real. Wes, dude, now that Dak's on here, we have to get this out of there. We have to get this out.
Take another rip, man.
Fuck Shinji. He's a bitch. He ruined the show. I like mechas, but Shinji is just too much of a bitch. I don't care about his reasons for being a bitch. He doesn't make him not a bitch. He will forever be a bitch. Fuck. That's all I have to say.
Thanks, man. Can I give it more than the 10-year-old viewing from?
Wait, why do you hate the main character so much?
Because he's a literal whiny bitch. That's like what he is. All of the episodes that I've seen, he is a whiny bitch. He continues to be a whiny bitch, and he does nothing else. And so, back when I watched the show, I wanted to just like fucking slap him and be like, fucking pull it together, man. Jesus Christ.
Dude, big fucking clouds.
Yeah.
Don't think I didn't fucking see that, bro.
Nah, you can edit that out.
Like a split fucking second. No, but
just like a still from Jack for a few seconds.
I wanted to pick a clip of the week that was kind of revolving around a character that Dak likes a lot, but it's a scene that whenever I first saw it, I laugh so fucking hard, and I'll explain why. It's a dope fucking scene of Madara.
Ah, yes.
But can y'all see that?
Cannot hear it though. But yes, we can. I can see it.
God damn! I don't know why it's. Okay, this shit is so badass too, man.
This is like his first intro into the the Ninja War, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, dude, this scene is amazing, man.
And this right here, I love this animation, like the shaking. But watch closely. Let me pause it right here. I'm gonna show you the guy with the most courage in all of Shippuden. I'm gonna show you. That guy, look.
The guy in the front.
Look at that guy. That guy in the front is a fucking maniac. Dude, how hard did he get annihilated from Madara? Dude, that was Madara's first fucking attack. Madara's like, all right, let me just unleash a little bit that destroys all like low level shinobi.
Dude, he was ready to die. He's like, yeah, this is not gonna go. It's
Oh my god, but okay, let's see what happens to our poor lad. Oh god, fuck. It's just bodies flying around.
It's funny because if you pause there and you look, none of them have faces drawn.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the same budget.
Yeah. It's still a dope scene nonetheless.
So, like the movements.
Slaps everybody.
That right there got me so fucking hyped. His eyes fucking going everywhere.
Yeah.
And by the way, Dak, I did finish it.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Took him a while and some goading, but
yeah,
made it.
For many reasons. Dude, his voice actor is fantastic. We're probably gonna cut this out. I just wanted to. While they're like having a serious conversation, Madara's just annihilating everybody.
Look at his face. He's about to say right now. He's
the best.
Home.
Yeah, he realizes he fucked up right now.
That guy is regretting every single decision he's ever made in his life. Oh god, he got fucking cut down. Dude, he's Ultra Instinct Goku right now. Just like he's so mechanical with his movements.
Yeah.
Dude, I wish y'all could hear it. There's like bone crunching whenever he like hits somebody. Oh, dude! Dude, all right, man. These are fucking low-level shinobi. You don't have to do this.
I say he's going easy on him, though.
Yeah, he really is.
He's barely trying.
Yeah.
Oh my Omahoka.
What makes you so fond of Madara? This isn't gonna be a full fucking Naruto episode because I have a lot of One Piece things that we have to get down to business. But I'm just curious of what qualities make you like so attracted to Madara's character.
Well, there's definitely like the simple, just badass me of his character that I like a lot.
Right.
His character design. The jutsu and all that he uses, and the voice actor too, especially. That's really
and the dub cool. And sub.
I also just enjoy his backstory, his motivations for like his whole crazy fucking plan.
What do you think about his plan? Were you rooting for him, or I mean, I assume you're rooting for like Naruto's side, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, I can definitely like see reasoning in the plan, even though it's like pretty excessive. I'll just control everybody.
Yeah, a little excessive.
Somebody with little faith in, I guess, humankind.
Yeah, like, dude.
Be a malevolent god.
Yeah.
Everybody. And then what? So he's just gonna sit around all day and just like.
Yeah, dude. What's the end game, man? That's like fucking.
He lives in that paradise. He puts them in the eternal genjutsu, and then you just continue to live in that paradise. And
I know, but what is he doing that whole time?
Like, yeah, what about him? He's not.
He's doing the same thing, I assume.
Just like
I was
chilling.
That he was trying to put himself under as well, or something.
Oh, and like go into everything, and like up. That's crazy.
Like he casts the jutsu, and he's immune to it, and then he just kind of like. I don't know,
just sits there and spectates, or maybe he like takes care of all the people while they're in the genjutsu, or
dude, you know what? Speaking of me finishing it, Corbin is on. Look, he just found out the Itachi backstory.
Oh, is it?
And he's like, dude, I've been hating him the whole time. I feel so bad, man. He's like, dude, they make you hate him so much, and then they just reveal all this shit. And he's like, man. Oh, yeah, and Pervy Sage. That really got to him.
Oh, yeah, that's a...
That made me stop watching it for, like, 2 years. I was legitimately enraged after I saw that. I was crying and, like, angry at the same time. I'm like, why? Why?
They did it, though. It was a good consequential moment.
I like how they killed a character off and how they committed to it.
Yeah.
But I was just so attached to him, man. I love Pervy Sage.
The fact that he was killed by his former student.
Yeah.
He tried to reach the way of rightness and fell down the wrong path. Like, what a depressing way to end your life.
Dude.
the whole point of your story is like, well, I guess I did nothing.
Dude, stop, bro. Stop, man. So yeah, good. but I like that. I like how it's so fucked up.
For a character that's so goofy that you love so much and like everybody loves
the darkest shit.
And he just gets shit on. Terrible.
Yeah. He was very, very essential to the story though. Mm. God.
That's why it's great Naruto, you know, is the student that actually goes down the right path and accomplishes what he was hoping to accomplish.
Damn, man.
I'm still trying to figure out what Madara was actually planning to do.
What he was planning to do?
Yeah, after he cast the infinite Tsukiyomi? Tsukiyomi.
I mean, maybe it is explicitly stated, but I don't remember him or anyone ever explicitly stating the show. Like,
yeah,
what plan was past that point. So that's all he thought about was just getting it done.
Yeah, just like after it, he's like, oh,
and he'd be like,
so,
what's so,
I guess he can. You think he could talk to those fucking like Naruto gods, like the fucking, like communicate with those dudes?
Are you talking about like the sage?
Yeah.
The alien race that comes into the
room. I mean, anything. He's gonna have to communicate with somebody at some point.
I don't know. I mean, the sage is a very like esoteric character. Spiritual form that comes out. So I don't know. And I don't think we're like friends.
Modder is in game. That's what we need. We need somebody in the comments to explain Modder is in game. Like what was his plan? Like sit down and fucking play chess, play some video games.
Sit down and have a farm in a peaceful universe or a grateful universe. What was the line that Thanos?
Thanos, dude, it reminds me of Thanos so much. Thanos is like, all right, I won.
You want to make yourself God, activate his plan, his godly plan, and just chill.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
If I recall correctly, him and the first Hokage of the Leaf Village essentially had the same goal. They just differed in their methods, right?
Right.
Hashirama wanted the long con of peace and working with people. And Modder was like, man, I just want to make it happen.
He had no faith in humanity, clearly.
Yeah, because of all what he suffered in his backstory with all the war and stuff.
Right. All the wars that were going on at the time and stuff. And his, between the clans and whatnot.
Dude, I was telling Corbin, I'm like, dude, at the point you're at in the show, whenever you first find all that out and when Pervy Sage died, like that.
Wait, he got to the Pervy Sage dying?
Yeah. He's past that.
Wait, so he's pat, like he's deep in the.
He's like 150, 160.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, you're
hard? What the fuck?
I know he's a fucking maniac.
Shit. Okay. I didn't expect that from Corbin. Respect.
Dude, he wants to get on Weaving
respect
with Wes.
Gramps, man. Oh. Respect Gramps for sure.
He's motivated to get on Weaving with Wes, bro.
Does he still not know what the meaning of Gramps is?
Like, nope. And he never will. He never fucking will.
I won't spoil it.
Nobody will tell. And he claims, Gramps, you claim that you know what the fuck it is, but you don't. That's it. You don't. You don't. Fuck Gramps. And fuck Big Head.
It's still going on. It still has no idea.
Dude, it the longer it goes, the funnier it is. It's just like 10 years from now. You'd be like, dude, have you told him yet? But nah.
Watch him be like on his deathbed. I'm just going to be asking like, Chris, there's one last thing. Can you please? What is it?
He's going to leave like a
living with banners. Yeah, like, I don't think
No.
That's a light fade from his eyes.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you, dick.
That's what I mean.
I got to get Kingsley in there to say that, though.
Mm. Yeah, he's also going to be there, just for that part.
I'm actually seeing Kingsley tonight. Kingsley and Al and Rigel.
Sounds like some drinking.
Dude, it was gonna be like just me meeting up with them at Ivar's, and then Rigel called me and he's like, yo, my parents, since I'm he's been studying in New York to become a fucking law dude or whatever at law school in New York. So he's coming down here, and the Ivar's trip turned into VIP at the Le Berge Casino with a paid steak dinner.
Damn, that sounds like
because his stepdad pays off. He's rich as fuck for one, and he pays so much money at those casinos. They know him, and he can just walk behind the counter at like any fuck. It's crazy. He'll go up to some random like video poker thing where they're like serving drinks, and he's like, "Yo, just get them like three or four drinks." I'm like, "What? Is there any like payment?" And nothing. I guess he just has like a tab that he just walks around. He's like, you just.
Well, a lot of those casinos will just give you free drinks. Like I know Le Berge specifically will give you free drinks while you're in there gambling.
Right.
Just to coerce you to gamble more. Obviously. Right. The more drunk you are, the less smart you're going to be with your money.
Right. I'm looking forward to that VIP lounge because there's some
drinks too, dog. You guys are gonna be blasted.
Yeah, and Kingsley has to be at work. I gotta get up at fucking 6:30. Kingsley has to get up at like 6. It'll be all right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about old broke. Don't worry about old Chris.
You know what? I'm gonna tell Owl myself. Don't worry about it.
Tell Owl to fuck off.
that's what I'll do.
Oh, wait, what did you say, Dak?
No, I was saying to do that every day. That goes without saying.
Yeah, dude. Get fucking passed out, belligerent, drunk.
Yeah.
Every day. Dude, I've been, have you been like drinking? Just like randomly? Like, what's your favorite drink to drink nowadays?
Nowadays, I'm drinking like wine.
So. Yeah, dude, wine. Red or white?
I don't care for wine.
Try to do more like Cabernets and stuff, less sweet stuff. Sugary is kind of just not good for the stomach.
No, yeah. Sugary and alcohol. And sweet is not good.
But I feel like otherwise, wine is just really dry in the mouth.
You gotta get the right kind, man. I know what you're talking about.
I've had like some good ass wine before. Like I've been to France and we've gone to like a vineyard and like gotten some like really good fucking wine. And I still didn't like that shit.
So, I tasted like two of these red wine in Tennessee at this wine tasting place, and the two out of like 10, I everything else was dry. I got that like tart taste in my mouth or whatever.
Like tart. Tart almost or bitter. Not bitter, but yeah, tart, I guess.
Dude, Tito's and soda and Captain and Coke. That's mine.
Oh, Tito's?
Yeah, Tito's and Sprite. Tito's and soda and then Captain and Coke. Literally tastes like vanilla Coke.
Yeah, it does. That's true.
Literally.
I could not drink another one of those. My freshman year of college, I drank so many fucking Captain Morgans and Cokes. The thought or like the smell or the taste of vanilla Coke just would make me gag.
Oh, man.
Dude, it was gross, man.
Oh, man.
But my favorite drink, I gotta say, is the Moscow Mule. It tastes like a good drink. It smells like a good drink.
Wait.
It's great.
Wait, let me pull that up. I think...
Yeah, that's my favorite mixed drink.
Moscow Mule.
Just vodka, lime, and...
Oh, it's a drink.
Ginger beer, vodka, lime.
Dude, Long Island iced tea, if it's made well.
Yeah, that's a good one.
If it's made well. I've had shitty Long Island iced teas, man. It just tastes like straight up vodka.
Yeah, there's some that taste like vodka with like a... like it's like... tea-flavored vodka.
Yeah, dude, fuck you, bro. You're supposed to mix the four alcohol liquors in there, however many they put, and then it's supposed to taste good, dude. You're a bartender. You're shit right, bro.
You're supposed to get me drunk. That's your job. You're a bartender.
Oh, dude, I didn't show you the soundbite, my favorite soundbite. Wait for it.
Mugiwara. That's amazing.
Dude, he gets so close and so like gainy in that mic.
Mugiwara.
I gotta hear it again.
Shashiburi da na.
Mugiwara.
Mugiwara.
We're just gonna go through
it. It's on soundbite too.
Dakson.
Mugiwara.
Oh yeah, and this one is good.
I wish I opened it.
I mean, that's classic. How can you not have that? You know, it's a fucking weaving podcast. And I mean, this one is just so you have to.
Absolutely.
You have to. Is that low?
No.
That right there.
No.
I was having some problems in post with some shit. But, all right, so enough of the fucking Naruto shit. Enough of that.
Naruto sucks, dude.
Enough of that. Because I want to lay a little foundation for some One Piece discussion for some repeat features from the Dak Attack. So I'm just going to ask two basic questions to get some groundwork running. Because shit might have changed since the last time we spoke. So, give me your top three crew members right now, in no order.
Okay, Usopp for sure, Zoro, Jinbei.
Dude, Jinbei. Okay.
You're lacking Sanji, but I guess I'll let it slide. I'll let it slide.
No.
Jinbei's in there, so I guess it's acceptable. Usopp inclusion, you know, kind of iffy on that one, but
have you watched the show once?
Yeah, I have actually. Contrary to your apparent belief, I have seen the show.
Dude, what was that crazy shit?
You know what? At least you didn't put Chopper in the top three. That's fine. No. That's okay.
Man, I like Chopper, and he's great.
He's good, but like he doesn't do anything. He does the medical stuff, but like he's rarely shined upon, you know?
Yeah, I feel like he's kind of a throwaway character, to be honest.
He's the mascot, you know?
Yeah. The cotton candy or the zero berry thing.
They made all of his transformations not as cool as they used to be.
Right.
And like he doesn't like get fights anymore.
Right.
Yeah, he just kind of.
It's like I'm a doctor.
Throws out medicine, which is kind of cool in the recent chapters, the virus stuff.
Yeah.
But also, by the way, Chris, I caught up.
Okay. I have not. I'm not caught up in the past like 3 or 4 chapters. Just to let that be known.
Okay, I think I know. Okay, but yeah, all he did in the recent stuff was he's making that fucking antibody or whatever.
Yeah,
which is
nobody helpful.
Else has really done anything yet, so maybe he'll still have a fight. But
I mean,
I don't know.
How many fucking people they got to deal with?
Yeah. Dude, they're in so like it's where I left off. There's just armies. They're just piling through. Dude, Frankie, the last chapter or two, you just see him just fucking going through crowds of people. He's getting, like, bombarded right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's in the Frankie, what does he call it? The
tank.
The tank.
General Frankie.
General Frankie, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just going around slapping people like that. since I read the more recent chapters, I know what Sanji's doing right now, but...
Mm.
And Robin.
See, dude, now I'm gonna read the fucking chapters as soon as I get home. Now that I know that you've read it, it's game over. I'm gonna read it as soon as I get off.
Yo, Tuck moved up here, and we went hiking on Tuesday, and he was giving me shit for not being caught up, and I was like, God damn it, I'll read it right now. Fuck you.
That's acceptable. You're on a hike. You're probably baked.
Perfect time to read it.
Yeah, you got.
We were at the spot. We have a spot, so we were at the spot chilling for a little bit at the summit of the hike, essentially.
That's dope.
Yeah, so I caught up. Tuck said he's gonna make it like a weekly thing where he goes for the release of every chapter. He goes to the spot.
He just reads and he just meditates like a fucking
a
monk, like a One Piece manga.
Meditates on the teachings of Oda.
Yeah.
Oda.
Oh man! Oh, dude! I don't know if you noticed, Dak, but one of the episodes, the Odin episode, I called Oda for probably like 35 minutes.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
that's a mistake.
Yeah, dude. What is that? What is that post workout?
Yeah, it's protein.
The shit that you fucking hate.
Yeah, the shit that I fucking hate. I got a bigger. Cup because the other ones were like half the size and so I couldn't put as much water. So now that it's diluted a little bit more, it's a little bit better. But
okay, is it crazy that I, you know, you put like 8 ounces and you do a scoop, right? I just chug it.
I do scoops.
Oh, I just do one. So I just chug it, man.
You don't like milk instead of water?
I do milk. Definitely milk instead of water.
I'm trying to lose weight, so I'm also watching extra calories, so I just use water.
True.
I guess it's true. Milk is a lot of food.
Milk?
Yeah, right. You have to,
dude, whole milk, baby. What's up?
Lower the calories, increase the protein. That's basically what it is.
Dude, okay. Just eat a bunch of carbs. Come on, dude. It's a surefire way to win.
They just take up percentages of my caloric deficit that I don't want to give up. And it needs to go to protein instead.
Like
sorry,
fucking Michael Scott whenever he was doing the rabies run. And he's like, I'm running for rabies. I have to carbo load. So he stopped mid-race and just started eating a big fucking plate of fettuccine Alfredo.
Amazing.
And then, dude, somehow he got, I don't know, he wouldn't drink water because people get rabies from water. So I forgot how he came to that conclusion. But he refused to drink water for a marathon race, and he was eating fettuccine Alfredo right before. How long do you think you could survive doing like a 5K just eating like fettuccine Alfredo right before?
How big of a plate is it? I mean,
dude,
it was
a family. Yeah, it was like a big family serving.
Probably not too far. Yeah, you're gonna get cramps pretty quickly.
Yeah,
I feel like,
man, I said, just fill it up on all that impossible.
Yeah. Like that shit's thick, bro. Alfredo is thick.
Dude, it's the noodles. There was chicken. There was sauce. Oh, my God, bro. Fucking merit. Dude, Michael, bro. Michael Scott.
Dude. Man, the myth, the legend.
And the one episode I can't watch. And I love cringy shit, but I can't watch the Scott's Tots. That episode where he promised all of these kids to pay for their college tuition like 10 years ago, and he forgot about it, and he went to the school to announce that he didn't have the money for them.
Did he have like some like ink or something for printers that he brought instead or something?
Laptop batteries.
Laptop batteries, that's what it was.
Not even laptops. He went up to one of them. He's like, "Look, all I can afford right now is to pay for some of your books." And he's like, How much are your textbooks?" And he's like, $600. And Mike was like, $600? Jesus Christ. Oh my God, man. That's great.
So, Dak, I don't think I've talked to you recently about some of the more recent happenings or characters in One Piece. What are your thoughts on Oda and like his backstory and stuff?
Odin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Oda, Odin.
Thoughts on his backstory?
Yeah, do you like it? Comparatively, like to some of the other characters in One Piece, how are you feeling Odin right about now?
I liked it a lot, and I'm glad that like it also gave a little bit of like insights of like Roger and Whitebeard when they're younger group.
Those flashbacks were so fucking amazing, man.
And also like, setting up the whole thing with why Kaido's there and you know what it was like early on. But I mean, I wouldn't say it's like my favorite or like mind blowing or anything, but it's good. I liked it.
Okay.
I like what they present through it, you know.
What do you think is gonna become of Mononosuke? Or is it Mononosuke?
That's a tough one because like
that's very tough.
I don't see. I mean, it's all that, so obviously anything can happen, I guess. But I don't really see like his dragon form changing or becoming something crazy. I feel like he's definitely gonna get control over it. I feel like he's gonna be able to do something, useful with that. But I don't know if it's gonna be like, oh, he's gonna transform into a giant dragon all of a sudden or whatever.
Oh, wait. Are you referring to some of the stuff they mentioned in one of the more recent chapters?
I'm just talking about Mononosuke in general. Okay. Yeah.
Tread lightly, my friends.
I'm trying.
No.
Because there's something they said in like the most recent chapter or the chapter before that was kind of interesting.
Well, good thing I will forget everything we talk about after I get off of here. So there we go. But don't do it.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, I'm assuming you know what I'm talking about.
But I think so, yeah.
Anyway,
I think he's gonna have a key fucking. I don't know. Just like Dak said, I mean, it's so fucking unpredictable. Like he could do it. He could be implemented any fucking way, you know.
Let me phrase it like this: what do you think the end result for Wano will be at the end of the Wano arc?
The end result of it.
Like,
yeah,
so,
like what state do you think it's going to be in? Like,
oh,
who's going to be
man,
leading
fuck.
It? What's going to be like?
Based on the previous arc of the show, where the one with the Straw Hats that destroy the entire country before they leave.
And there's two emperors fighting. So hopefully they'll only destroy the island right now that they're on. Onigashima, or is that all of Wano?
Yeah, Onigashima. That's a possibility. I think it's a good chance. Oda, though, I might want to amp it up and, like, drop it on the capital or some shit.
Amp it up.
While they're fighting, or when they defeat Kaido or something, it'll, like, fall and destroy the palace, and they can rebuild, and Momo will be the new king and the rightful king of the country, something like that.
Yeah, there has to be something crazy that happens before Momo comes through. I mean, obviously. But, like, something crazy in even Oda terms that I want, you know?
Right.
For the end result of Momo. Little Momo.
Do we know whatever happens to their mother or his mother? Momonosuke's mother?
I don't fucking. The backstory, what happens to Toki. But, I mean, like a lot of One Piece characters, you know, it's like they say they were killed at this point, but then it's like, JK, they actually know for sure,
right?
So as far as we know, yeah, she like died when they initially attacked the castle and kind of took over and all that.
Right, right, okay.
Dark.
Because I'm wondering, I feel like Yamato is going to be like either an advisor or the ruler of Wano for a while until Momonosuke
comes
of age. Yeah, until he's older. So that's kind of what I think is going to happen. But we haven't really seen Yamato and
she hasn't really got a
Kaido interact. Yeah, we haven't seen anything much about her yet. Like, right. What is her relationship with Kaido? Clearly, she doesn't like him, but like, we haven't seen them interact at all. So we don't really know what the relationship is.
You want to know a crazy foreshadowing tidbit?
Sure. Yeah.
So remember how like Odin dies from the boiling in the pot, right?
Yeah. Right. And then he was shot right before, as well. What? Wasn't he shot as well?
Yeah, so I'm sure.
They showed
that back in like Punk Hazard.
What?
No way.
Because when Sanji, after they win, whenever you know, like they always have a feast at the end,
right?
Sanji has his big pot, and they cut to Momonosuke looking for a second. He's like horrified.
Oh shit!
No fucking shit, bro.
And he's like freaking out the food they're handing to him because it's like the same shit that is like.
And then they didn't.
And they don't bring that up ever again.
They just cut after that to like another character.
Yeah, like it's so casual.
Dude, Oda, fuck you, bro. You fucking genius.
PTSD from knowing watching his dad boil.
Right.
Oh my god, dude, that's crazy, man. Yeah. What? That's so far back.
Never doubt.
That is so far back, man. I bet there's so much more shit. He's like, watch. Episode 1, I'm about to bring back some shit. Fuck all y'all. I'm gonna make some way.
Have you heard about the Usopp lies theory?
That's like no.
Usopp.
No, explain.
All these lies that Usopp was told throughout the story are like becoming reality, becoming true. Like the predictions, not lies. Like he talks about meeting giants and claiming he has adventures. He meets giants.
Oh, dude, chill out, bro.
He talks about like doing other things that. A lot, most of them have happened in the story so far, and then actually like come to.
So he's got like some kind of crazy prediction power where he just like speaks things into.
It's like One Piece-ception, bro.
I don't know if it's like a power, just like a story thing for Oda to like set him up all these lines and become lies because you know, he's becoming the person he says he always.
Right. Oh, right. He's becoming the warrior he set out to be. Wasn't that his goal originally, to be like a great warrior of the sea or something?
Yeah, a warrior and like a true pirate, like his father or whatever.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's actually pretty cool. If he's making these claims and then actually like, you know, doing them later down the line, even if they were lies at the time.
Yeah, all of this coming to fruition.
Some actualization going on for Usopp, for sure.
Dude, Usopp's character growth is amazing.
Dude, it's phenomenal, man.
An actual player in the game and like performing clutch shit, being powerful enough to fight people is.
I just don't see what kind of growth he can have from here for like the end game of One Piece. You know, like what is he gonna do to get on the level of an emperor?
Because he's the sniper, but
he's got to go up some because there's a clear like gap between him and the crew members that Kaido has, right? In terms of like haki and stuff like that. So like,
that's one way for sure. I think is.
The, oh right, he still doesn't actually know haki yet. Does he at all?
That one instance of Dressrosa, and he didn't really like know what was going on necessarily.
Right.
He's just like, wait, I can like see her aura, or I can like see where she.
Oh yeah, that's right. Observation hockey.
Right. So
yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, he's like a category. Like if he gets that level of observation hockey.
There's also
ultra instinct Usopp.
All over the battlefield. Flaming stars just flying around, blocking punches because he's shooting them before they throw the punches.
Dude, if I don't care how crazy or stupid that would look, but if there was like some like shit that happened like that, I would be, wow, Usopp, Usopp, bro.
So, you know he's gonna have to have that fight with Van Auger in the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
When they kind of Jerusalem, this is like back a while. They can already like snipe people from islands away.
Yeah,
it's already insane.
Oh man, did you see the flashback episodes on the anime?
Well, it's like Roger.
Yeah. Dude, that is so fucking well done. Oh my god.
Yeah, the animation.
I don't care. I'm a key. I was just about to say that. I know I say it every fucking time, but it's really. Whenever they first released what Wano was gonna look like, I was like, thank the fucking Lord that it's not like a glossier version of Dressrosa, because that's because right. Dragon Ball Super goes that route where it's like shiny anime. I don't want that. I want gritty Dragon Ball Z early 90s-esque animation that's like polished. And Wano gives it.
It really fits like One Piece's art style as a whole, honestly.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
I feel like they could just keep it this way.
Yes, do it, please. I don't care. I'll give you some fucking money. Like five bucks. I love you, Oda.
I love you.
No, but okay, here's the next one. Top three favorite laughs in One Piece.
Right off the bat, I'm gonna give you Crocodile.
That's yeah. It's like besides Crocodile, it's well.
You know, it's funny because I think you were the one who popularized it in our friend group initially.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was Joe who kept laughing at the way that he was talking. But I do remember playing it and annoying. I remember playing those videos an annoying amount of times, just a crocodile laughing for like 5 minutes.
That's like a 9 minute video of every laugh he has in Alabama.
I bet y'all listen to this. He gets so close to the mic.
Dude, how hyped were y'all when he came back up in, was it Impel Down?
Yeah.
Oh my god, bro.
I was
yelling. I remember yelling, man.
Like, I hated, not hated, but I disliked that arc because I felt like it was dragging on. Mm. But, at least in the anime it was. I didn't read it in the manga at that time. But,
I don't know why I didn't feel that.
Up,
maybe I was just
reinvigorated my desire to keep going in One Piece. I was so excited.
Wait, didn't you hear his laugh first, or did you see his claw or his hook? I forgot the way that they revealed him, but it was so badass. I was like, yes. Yeah, dude. Or like little grains of sand like flying past the screen. You're like, whoa, what's about to happen? Because they did that whenever he was about to attack Whitebeard. Whenever Whitebeard was first on his ship, they're like, who's about to attack Whitebeard right now? Like some shit's afoot. And then all of a sudden you see a screen, like a little scene of just like sand going like very peacefully across. And then you see Luffy, you know, come up and, I know how to fight you, pussy. Get the fuck out of here. We've done this before, bro. I've kicked your ass before. And I also died like, what, 2 or 3 times in the process?
Almost 3 times,
yeah. Yeah, dude. Luffy gets fucked up in Alabasta, bro.
Which is great. You watch him because he beats everybody else relatively. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then watch him get his ass beat like 3 times.
Dude, he gets fucked up. I'm like, is the main character about to die right now? I'm like, holy shit, Oda. Give him a fucking break.
Yeah, he gets his ass beat. But that's like I feel like that's a huge part of shonens is the characters having, or the protagonists having humility by getting beaten very severely multiple times throughout the show.
Right. Getting there. Like, I love that in the Dragon Ball Z universe, the Saiyan, like, they get beat to a fucking pulp and then they always grow stronger after that.
Right.
And, like, you always, like, whenever you see what the beginning of Dragon Ball Z, whenever that shit actually mattered, you would see Goku or Vegeta just get bloodied to a fucking pulp and you're like, all right, they're about to come back and beat the fuck out of somebody. You were just waiting on that. And that little aspect was so hype. But yeah, what did you say the other two? It was Crocodile.
The other one I would say is like Gecko Moria's laugh a lot.
Was that the she? Yeah.
The other one, trying to think. Maybe Whitebeard's. I like Whitebeard's stuff a lot.
My three has changed.
Yeah.
Crocodile, Whitebeard, and Blackbeard.
Oh yeah, I don't know why I thought I forgot about
Blackbeard. Zeh ha ha ha, zeh ha ha ha. And then Whitebeard's is like a fucking drunk, like maniac. What is it? It's like, fuck. I don't, it sounds so crazy. He's oh. It sounds fucking. Hold on, let me fucking play. Let me see how accurate I was just now. Whitebeard laugh. Okay, please do not give me the fucking dub. I swear to God.
Oh, you're getting the dub.
No, this is the flashback. Come on, laugh, Whitebeard.
You'll get dog.
Okay, dude, that sounds even more ridiculous than what I just did. Dude, Whitebeard is a fucking drunk. All of them were, really. I mean, they're fucking downing barrels of liquor.
You just drinking out of that cup?
Yep. They do be picking up barrels of alcohol and checking it.
Yeah, I remember
like half the storage in the ship.
Yeah, probably.
Pure so
that's a couple barrels right there. That's just like,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, dude, Roger is just like, in those flashbacks, he's like drunk the whole time and he's just like skipping around. He's like, let me fight him. Y'all would get hurt. Let me go. Fuck y'all. And he's like skipping. I'm like, dude, he knows he's like the fucking strongest. But those clashes were fucking amazing. But that is even more ridiculous than what I just did. And I thought mine was ridiculous.
No.
You know, I do want them to see in the future, because, I mean, the show's getting closer and closer to the end. But something I really want to know about is, like, the power of the voice of all things.
Yeah.
Because that's a really obscure...
It's not explained thoroughly at all.
It's very right. Esoteric, and it's only like it's what Luffy, Roger, and like one other person have had the ability to do that.
Who else can do it? Fuck. Is it the mermaid? Shirahoshi? Yeah. Is she can do it too? Because yeah. isn't she the weapon?
Yeah.
Three weapons.
Okay.
Which is that's a good topic to talk about, by the way. It's the three fucking weapons. Because
that's obscure as fuck.
Roger, Odin, Luffy, Momonosuke, and the Three-Eyed Tribe.
I forgot about the Three-Eyed Tribe, bro. That's those are a part of the Lost or the Dark Period, right?
The
only one we've seen is just Pudding.
The unawakened one too. I don't even think she was like a fully fledged Three-Eyed Tribe member.
Right.
But they
half breed. So.
Right, because they were
rumored that they're able to use it.
Right, and they were banking. I forgot who Big Mom was like. I remember it was recent. Somebody was like, "Should we use Pudding instead?" And then Big Mom's like, "We can't."
Her powers are awakened.
Yeah, her powers aren't awakened right now. We can't really like risk it all on her. We just got to go for it. Or so I remember them mentioning that.
Right.
That's crazy. I forgot about all that shit, bro. There's so much shit that Oda brings up. And then you're like, holy fuck, that is so important. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's interesting because we know for sure what two of them are, which is, you know, Shirahoshi and the ship that Frankie could build.
Right.
You know, fucking cranked in front of them. That was amazing. But the other one, even though we introduced it first, we don't even know like what it was or where it's at.
Right.
The pony glyph they have there. Or at least the one that they found. So I don't know if I'm right about this, or this is just a theory someone said. I can't remember if it actually happens in the show, but I think there's like another one that they don't know where it's at, another pony glyph.
Yeah.
And that's the one that actually says like where Pluton is. what it is?
The red poneglyphs?
Just like another blue one.
Oh, okay. God, dude, that shit's so fucking... Jesus, Oda.
They talk about this, but like most of them are just history. But there's like a select few that are actually like important documents or like Joy Boy's letter or whatever and stuff like that. And then there's the four road poneglyphs. So there's got to be one that says like what Pluton is, where it is, how to use it, whatever.
Dude, I can only imagine seeing that panel, like reading up to that panel. I don't even want to think about it.
Elbaf, you think they're going to go to the Giant's Island?
Dude, that would be such a great reunion. Oh my God. I don't know, man. I really don't know.
That's like the next thing they're going to do after Wano.
Oh, go to Elbaf? Or...
Yeah, and then go like to the inn, Raftel or whatever.
And why would they go to Elbaf? It's because the...
Usopp has always wanted to go there. That's like one of his main goals, is to go to Elbaf. The Giants are also like kind of a weird, important race.
Right.
The show.
They're very powerful.
Very powerful. Yeah. That's why Big Mom wanted a member. The Warhog chick, Lilin.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, they wanted her to marry a giant who was the prince. Prince Loki, who was the prince of the giants of the whole kingdom. And she turned him down. But they're powerful. They're like... kind of like an ancient race, kind of like the sky people.
Yeah, I get that feeling. Yeah, I get that feeling from them.
Yeah, so it's like, and they're soon to have an integral part of the Void Century shit too.
Yes.
So they're really a weird esoteric part, and they're clearly very deep into the new world where like hardly anyone's been. So that's very mysterious. There's a lot of shit I think they're going to learn. If they go to Elbaf, that's where they're going to learn it from.
Dude, that would stress me out so much, having all of these fucking loose plot points just waiting to be connected towards the end. You know what I mean?
That would stress me the fuck up.
Hmm?
That's what reading One Piece is we just have tons of open-ended like plot lines that need to be closed off that Oda is kind of accumulating, and then he, you know, 200 chapters later, he brings it back up, gives you a little bit more information, and then never think about it again for another 200 chapters.
The planning, man. That guy is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
For that long to have shit connect seamlessly like that.
And work on it literally like every day.
For sure, yeah.
He's gonna be drawn every day, he's gonna be like...
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Since awesome. What, 1999? Probably before that, because he did a manga before that, right? That was...
He worked as an artist before that, I think.
I remember
when Romance Dawn came out, but it's like 98.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
One shot.
The Romance Dawn, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the one shot.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a couple one shots before that. I think if I recall correctly, he was also like a what do they call them? The artists that helped the main authors and manga. I guess assistants? I don't know. I think he was an assistant for a while before that. And that's probably when he was releasing the one-shots as well. He was an assistant trying to get serialized himself, if I had to guess.
Yeah. Man, it is usually the path that goes to, like, get some work, intern work.
Imagine seeing just, like, a little drawing of Luffy while you're, like, working over Oda. You're just like, all right, get back to work. And then Oda's like, let me finish this real quick. Hold on. And it's Luffy popping out of the barrel. I want to see that fucking... If that sketch is like for sale, I bet that it will sell for a fuck ton of money.
Yeah, I'm sure that should be so expensive.
The first sketch of Luffy. What are you looking at over there?
It's so impressive that he like took such a silly character design and made it like badass. It's a guy just stretches.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
He's a rubber man. I remember watching... I remember seeing it as a kid. Because I didn't get into anime until fucking... late high school. Like, early college.
You're just shaking it?
Yeah.
That's a cat right there. What's up?
She doesn't gotta give a fuck. She's just like...
Hey, what up?
The airplane ears. Gotta love the airplane ears.
I forgot what I was saying.
Sorry, that was a
shame. I had to comment on the cat.
I'm always
like, the views go up, man. The cat content's really gonna.
Dude, that's 100% gonna be in the thumbnail. You know that, right?
The cat.
Yeah. Now, I mean, okay. I have one of Wesley. Yeah, yep.
Me, you're like right now.
Yeah.
The Chungus.
I'll have your cat probably like to the left and right side. I mean, you're talking to the thumbnail master over here, bro. I'll get that shit organized and put out.
Gotta make the title that this is the one where we sacrifice cats for weave them or something.
Okay. Okay. If you want me to not get any killing.
Like, oh wow, they're really sacrificing cats. I gotta see that.
Hey, let's do it. Let's try it your way. We kill cats. That's gonna be the title. Oh. Fuck it. No, I forgot what I was saying though. But let's Wes mentioned this, and we have a lot of lads out there that watch a lot, watch and read a lot of like obscure anime manga. That I have no fucking clue what they're talking about, because I only like religiously obsessively watch One Piece, and like I did finish Shippuden. I am almost done with Jujutsu. Saturday. Yes, we will be talking about Jujutsu, because I have 4 episodes left until I'm caught up.
Watch it back, you motherfucker! Don't look away. This is related to you. You need to fucking watch this show.
Sure. Just want to rewatch Evangelion.
All right. You know what?
That's the trap I'll put you in.
Make the pack.
I'll start it tonight. You have to start Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yes, watch the first episode, at least.
I didn't think that was going to go so easily.
If it gets you to watch this show, I will watch fucking bitch-ass Neon Genesis. Maybe I'll like it. I don't know. I've been putting it off, so this is a good excuse for me to watch it again. Finally, after 6, 7, 8 years, something like that. I don't know. Probably more than that, honestly. Probably like 10 years, if I'm being honest. I'm gonna guess it's been like 6, but it's probably been closer to 10.
Okay, so I'm gonna see what your obscure picks are, Wes, first. Like your most recent obscure anime, manga, whatever. And that I'm not gonna know what the fuck y'all are talking about, but this is for everybody else that... You know, I just got to get more into that world, man. Give me some fucking time. I'm managing 2 podcasts. I'm beating my meat. I'm making money in the stock market. You got, come on. Bitcoin, baby, to the fucking moon. All right, let's. I forgot what I was doing. Completely forgot.
I don't know. What were you doing?
I don't know. Oh yeah. What are your like your most recent obscure anime mangas that you've been reading or like catching up on?
So I'll go manga, because we don't talk about manga a lot on this podcast.
Yes, let's just do manga. So,
okay, that's so right. A couple that I'm reading right now are, one is called Solo Leveling, which I don't know if it's technically a manga, it might be just be a webcomic, but
and give like a very brief summary.
It's basically about this guy who, or this world rather, where there are these portals that open up, and if they're not closed by hunters, then the monsters will come out and start fucking killing people. So every time there's these portals, whenever these portals arose, they started having these hunters arise who could get these powers and they could level up, you know, like a game almost.
Oh shit.
No, sorry. Actually, only the main character can do that. Most of them just have this innate power where you're stuck at like, I think they're like A rank, B rank, C rank, D rank, and then at the very top there's like S rank and world tier hunters. And the gist of it is basically just that the main character starts off as like a really low tier hunter and has this reawakening and begins to be able to train himself up and goes from basically a nobody to one of the most powerful hunters in the world.
Shit.
And that's kind of the gist of the story.
The leveling up aspect is interesting to me.
Yeah, it is. I think it's pretty cool. It's one of those ones where the art, I think, is really good. It's a little bit different from manga style because it's top to bottom. So, like, you just read straight down. It's like one strip comic almost.
Oh.
And most of those are becoming actually quite popular these days. I don't know if they're technically categorized separately, but there's a lot of the same audience overlap. So, anyway, one of the other ones that I've been reading, or I should say haven't been reading, and was going to catch up on, is called Red Storm, which I believe is a Korean one. Korean manhwa, and it's basically about this desert tribe of warriors, and there's this one main character who is essentially trying to fight with, or the beginning of the story is he's trying to fight with his one of his other brothers about who's going to become the tribe leader, essentially. And it ended recently, and I heard it that the ending sucked, but I'm going to read it anyway because the manga up until the point that I read it, which was pretty late into it, was really good. It's a really good, like, more mature action shonen, I guess, is a good way to describe it.
I think that's what would get me into that. If I read, like, a really, like, mature one that I'm like, whoa, they fucking do this, because like I'm like brand new, I'm just watching like shonens and reading shonens, so like if I see that one that they're talking like real shit and like fucking like killing people and like blood, I'll be like, whoa, okay, wait, it's game time, let me start reading some shit.
And then for the last one, it's not really obscure. I think it's actually somewhat popular because the anime just came out. But I've been reading it for a little while now before the anime came out and became even more popular. It's called Mushoku Tensei: Jobless Reincarnation. Mm. And there's some kind of weird parts, but overall, it's about a character who is... So it's an isekai, which is reincarnation in another world, which is the popular genre that everybody's been doing recently. God damn it, Missy's knocking over the fucking trash can. Bastard. What was I saying? Isekai. Right, so main character basically is a shut-in or a neet, and his previous life has no friends because he was bullied in school and then rejected the friends that tried to help him, and he regretted it immensely, died one day trying to save somebody else, gets reincarnated into a new world as a child, like basically born as a baby, and has to like live through his life again in this new world. And he basically makes this resolve, I'm going to live to my fullest, I'm not going to have any regrets again. And it's pretty good. They have like I feel like the author does a really good job. For example, there's this one panel early on where it shows him like in his loneliness, or in his new life with some of his new companions. And it's like a distinct like thing, because the whole thing is that he's been lonely in his previous life and he's trying to live. So anyway, he has this new family. And then there's another panel later on in the manga that just shows him by himself after all of the other characters kind of left him and abandoned him. And it's this really kind of like distinct moment where you're like, oh shit, shit's not going well for him right now. He's in a bad state.
Yeah. How long is that? That's really interesting.
It's not too long yet. Let me hold up. I still have it in my Chrome.
See, I need some like mind blowing shit to like get me hooked, and then I'll fucking expand and just read everything.
I think it's 70 chapters right now.
God, dude, but what I want to do is read fucking Berserk, bro. Come on.
Yeah, okay, you need to read Berserk.
I know, man. If there's
something you want that's like some mind-blowing shit that'll get you to go then read more manga, I think for sure Berserk is one of those.
All right, I will.
It's one of the best, man.
I will. I'm gonna get the hardcover shit.
I think My Hero is another good one to read if you haven't.
My Hero is really good.
The manga and the anime are pretty much one for one, but I mean the story is just so interesting to me that I know you have as well, Dak, gone ahead and read ahead. Yeah, I'm still wherever last time we talked about it.
Shit.
But yeah.
Dude, there's probably so much. Oh, dude, goddamn, I gotta do so much shit, bro.
It's pretty fucking crazy.
Dude, chill
it's
out, really chill good, out, man. Chill it's out. Really everybody good. Everybody calm
and
down.
Apparently it's gonna be ending soon.
What?
The final act.
Really?
What? The final act.
Shit. What is?
I think like the name, like the newest chapter, was like start of final act or something like that.
I'm fine with that, but at the same time, dumb. Like, because I'm excited to see where the manga goes with that, like where he goes next.
Yeah,
but
if you haven't read it, I can't really like, discuss too much.
Yeah. Dude, did you hear Dak while you were talking?
What?
He was like, "Don't."
Don't what?
Yeah, he thought you were about to start saying some spoiler shit, and just the way that he said "don't" was just fucking funny to me. Oh man!
But yeah, those are my three picks of something I've read recently, just off the top of the head.
Yeah. What are some obscure mangas that you've read, Mr. Dak?
So one I've been reading that's like it's not super long, but it's. I think it comes out like monthly instead of weekly. Is this one called Blood on the Tracks?
Blood on the Tracks.
Weird, like psychological horror story.
Ooh. That sounds right up your alley.
Definitely horror, like jump scares or like graphic imagery or anything like that. It's
right, right.
It's about this weird relationship with this weird kid and his mom, and like the shit, the territory he gets into, and like the examination of his like psyche and her psyche, and the mm-hmm. you know, gets really convoluted and dark. And the whole basis that like kicks it off is that like they go on this family trip with this like cousin. It's like his only friend because his mom's like a fucking psycho. Mm-hmm. And there's like this event where like the cousin's on the cliff and he watches his mother like push him off. And then like they try to like get around, you know, what actually happened and trying to investigate why did she do this, and like
so it's kind of like a
reveal because like there's a lot of weird visual metaphors and like allegories throughout it that
sounds interesting.
It kind of weaves in and out of being like what's actually happening and then like a representation of it.
What's it called? What's it called?
Blood on the Tracks.
Blood on the Tracks. And it's monthly.
I think it's monthly. Yeah. It comes out not like every Friday or whatever.
And
it's only like 90 chapters so far.
Is it like a feeling of the son is like trying to suss out the mother? Because you said the son saw the mother push somebody off or something?
Yeah. He watches his mother push off his cousin.
So he's like trying to figure out what the fuck happened, essentially?
That's what you're trying to do.
That's what we're trying to do as the reader, I guess.
Like,
okay.
It starts again this psychological examination of both characters. Why she did it. Did she actually do it?
Okay, like, dude.
No, like, it gets so confusing. And
it makes you actually okay. That's
and they,
crazy.
Like, express these different aspects of how his like psycho controlling mother shaped his mentality and shaped the way he like behaves and shit.
Right.
And like take it and again to like really like visually striking, but then also like dark territories with like this gets fucked up.
It's like, was he fucked up the entire time? Crazy shit like that.
Like, I guess that's what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you'll end a chapter and it's like, wait, fuck. I just thought all of this and now it's shattered.
It really, like, and it's very mature with that, too. Like, it pushes some boundaries and shit that are like, oh, wow. This
yes, is push boundaries.
That's what we're saying.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. But Berserk first. I need Berserk in my life. And while I'm reading it, I'm going to be playing, you know, the guts thing. Yeah.
That's what I did when I read through it the first time. I just listened to the soundtrack while I was reading the manga.
How many times do you think you listened to that soundtrack? Give me an estimate.
An estimate? Maybe like a couple digits at least. I mean, I have it on my phone. I have the disc physically. I listen to shit so much.
Nice.
Yeah, get
pretty good soundtrack, so I mean,
the second one.
Yeah.
I would say is this one. Well, I finished it already, but it was called Monster.
Oh, nice.
That sounds familiar.
I think I've mentioned it before on one of the other episodes.
Yeah.
It's also like a psychological one, but it's kind of like a noir thriller kind of. Like,
yeah.
The setup is the main character is a doctor, like a heart surgeon.
Uh huh.
I mean, it takes place in like 60s, 70s Germany.
That's
and he
crazy.
Saves his child from like heart surgery, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then like the next day you think or like they show you that like this kid fucking poisoned and assassinated some like political figure or something.
Okay.
And they're blaming it on the doctor. And they think the doctor just goes, oh, a child couldn't do that. Like, it's a fucking child. But then the child disappears. He just falls off the face of the earth. So then the story is about the doctor trying to figure out who this kid is, like what, like why is he capable of doing this? Like, and it's like it becomes this big unraveling.
Yeah. It's like it's also like a moral thing because like he saved the child, but the child went on to do like this evil deed. So he's like having to reconcile the fact that he saved a murderer, essentially.
Yeah.
Dude, I need to get on these, man.
There's a lot of good thematic stories like told within that whole ground of it that they like, you know, just like that, they bring up the moral question of the things that he does or that the villain is doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like ultimately climaxes with like a
fucking cat.
Yeah, dude, I was like, Wesley is 100% laughing at the cat right now. Dude,
okay,
popped right in the corner in like the perfect time.
She's like peering at the very, very corner of the screen. Like I can see like just the edges of her eyes just staring at you.
Perfectly, that's why.
Okay.
Yeah, it's ultimately just like a contrast between the moral codes and the moral questions that each of these main characters has, and like the whether it's justified or not, or like who is more right, more wrong, and other shit like that. And it's really good. It's also not super long. It's less than 200 chapters, so you can read it on the weekend.
You could read 200 chapters in a weekend. Most people probably wouldn't, but yeah, you can.
I got it, bro.
This is a leaving podcast, man. You have a certain level of integrity you gotta live up to. Man.
Hey,
reading 90 chapters in a
and
day.
It has your name in it, dude. You have to do it.
Yeah.
I said that, but I just read 280 chapters in the last day and a half of this other manga.
Okay,
so, I mean,
you're
whatever.
A fucking okay. Okay.
It's pretty short chapters, but I mean. Because it's a Korean one, but so I guess I don't really have much room to talk.
Hey, you're representing.
I just wanted to point out that most people probably wouldn't do that.
You're representing the show in a very good way.
I mean, people, we gotta set that standard.
The weebs gotta set the standard. It's okay to read 200 chapters in a weekend. It's
yeah, 280. Fuck it.
Sometimes you just read the entire day. You're just sitting there with your phone like this all day. Or wherever you read it. I read mostly on my phone. I don't know where you guys.
I do it on my iPad, man.
If I had like a tablet, I probably would. But
yeah, dude, seeing those One Piece panels, oh my god, bro, fucking Jesus. But we got to do another episode with like a live reaction episode, like we did. Like so, like if there's like an upcoming chapter that we think is like important, which I don't really know how we would tell that, you know. If there was something that we think is about to happen, unless Oda just like fucking goes to a flashback on the next chapter after that, you know what I mean? So like if we can predict it somehow and all get together and do like a live like reaction, that'd be fucking dope.
Yeah, for sure.
Because we did that with chapter 1000, remember?
Yeah. 1000 chapter episodes.
1000 chapters of One Piece, man.
Amazing Sanji cosplay.
Yeah, dude, I forgot, man.
Cosplay.
Yeah, dude, those earrings, fucking, oh my god, man. He's like crushing my inner ear the whole time. I'm like, Jesus, bro, I gotta keep drinking to fucking offset this pain. No, man, but I gotta get going. I gotta go to fucking LeBurge Casino, and I gotta go make some broke bucks. So it was. What's
that's
up?
An owl message, by the way. So.
Oh yeah.
I expect you to be blackout next time I hear from you. Like if I were to call you in 3 hours, I expect you to be completely incoherent.
we're gonna be as incoherent. I don't know if you remember this. That time downtown, I forgot who was bringing me.
Oh man.
What? I forgot who.
When you and me were like walking?
Yes. And I think that was your ex, and she was bringing us around, and we were just belligerently drunk in the backseat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, I remember Wesley was talking or something, and I'm like, yo, hey, Wesley, fuck you, dude. Fuck Wes.
I called Tyler at one point and just started yelling.
Yeah, that's right, because you were in a group chat, and then I was like, what are they saying about me, bro? Hey, fuck Tyler. Fuck you. I was like, the day after, I'm like, dude, she must have fucking hated us that night, man. Jesus.
So she might have been used to it. She might have hated us. I can't say anymore.
I just remember thinking, like, in my drunken state, I'm like, okay, I'm getting kind of annoying at this point. I'm yelling out, fuck you, like, a million times.
Yeah, we're just wandering down the streets of downtown.
Yeah, dude, there was nobody. It was, like, echoing across the streets.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's what happens
when we were pretty hammered.
That's when we weeb too fucking hard, bro. That's what happens.
Yep. I can't remember if it was that night or another night when I met somebody out there. One of those nights that we went out to one of those bars down there downtown, I wore those weeb shoes, the My Hero, or the Tengashura, fuck, the Toppa Tenga Gurren Lagann shoes with Simone and Kamina on them. And some chick, while I was like standing out on the balcony or something with talking to somebody else, she was like, you're a fucking weeb. I'm a weeb. Or no, she said I weigh a weebo.
Weeaboo.
I didn't know. She said it weird, though. She said it Weibo or something like that. And I was like, I wanted to say something, but I was like, eh, whatever. I'll let her have it.
Yeah, because if you would have, like, engaged more, then we'd be like, all right, this guy's a real weeb, right? He's defending he's defending the definition and the way that you say it.
Right, right, right. Yeah. If I would have been like, no, it's weeaboo.
Excuse me, okay. Excuse me, ma'am.
Actually...
Oh man, but I'm gonna play us out. It was a pleasure having you on, Mr. Deck, for episode 20, and we're gonna play Enter Samus while we go out of here. But yeah, it's great having you. We got to do a whole episode with like me, you, Joe, Wes, as many as we can fucking fit.
Joe's a pussy and a cuck.
Shout out the pussy cuck Joe.
Small biceps.
Small bicep Joe.
Small cock. Small sword.
And by the way, that
small sword, yeah. Forgot about that.
And by the way, that title, big bicep, that wasn't him. That was for me.
Oh yeah, that's a good.
Yeah, dude, fine. It's small bicep, bitch. Arm wrestle, bitch. Let's go. Let's put me and Joe we need to do that that Russian like slap competition where you like you yeah have you seen that shit?
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. It's all yeah, dude, it's all in the palm action, man. But anyway, I forget to do this every time and I say this all the time, but remember to like, subscribe, comment, share, beat your meat, go to sleep. Go get something to eat and
watch some anime
and go check out the manga that was mentioned, because all of that shit sounds so fucking interesting, for real. So I'm gonna get the fuck out of here and I'm gonna go get some Tito's and soda, probably some Captain Coke, and chill out with some finger sandwiches and some champagne in the VIP room, baby.
Nice.
Yeah, because they. Oh yeah, yeah. The 1,000 episode special of Broke Knock Life. Not 1,000 episode. Jesus Christ. The one year anniversary. I'm getting the 1,000 One Piece chapter and the 1 year mixed up. That's how my brain works. But the 1 year anniversary of the Broke Knock Life podcast. I put out the first episode April 4th. So I'm gonna record it Friday. And we're going to have some call-ins. We're going to have some revisits to some old TikToks that we used to fuck with. Some of the old spotlights is going to be an event, and I'm going to be belligerently drunk for 75% of it.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yes, it's going to be fantastic. Nice. But yeah, thank you all for coming on. Thank you, Dak. Thank you, Wes. And next time you see me, hopefully I'll have a Snapchat uploaded of Tyler throwing up in the bathroom.
Make that the thumbnail.
You have to get a fucking Snapchat of Tyler just belligerently.
And put nothing else. Not your, not Wes's face, not my face, not a title, just Tyler throwing up. Thank you.